With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. While the people of Ukraine watch and wait for a potential Russian invasion, an evangelical Christian radio station called New Life Radio is continuing its ministry during the crisis. After more than 20 years of operation in Russia, New Life Radio moved to Odessa, Ukraine several years ago in response to restrictive Russian laws. Daniel Johnson, New Life's founder and organizer, said despite the current crisis, Christian radio is a crucial ministry for reaching Russian-speaking people. The importance of Christian radio is we can ensure Russian speakers get solid biblical teaching and sound doctrine in a way that sort of overcomes their inability to currently get it, Johnson said. During the presidency of Vladimir Putin, laws affecting both the freedom of Christian evangelism and the freedom of media have increased gradually. It's threatened a shutdown of the station's headquarters in Russia. These restrictive laws prompted the move to Ukraine, where the laws allow much more freedom for the media. There's hope that a new congressional proposal is the start of a focused attempt to reform the immigration system. The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission and other evangelical organizations voiced encouragement for the Dignity Act by first-term Representative Maria Salazar, a Republican from Florida. The bill is designed to put an end to illegal immigration, to offer a dignified solution to undocumented immigrants living in the U.S., and to build up the American workforce. Bryn Leatherwood, interim president of the ERLC, says immigration reform is too important to be sidelined by partisan politics. He's hopeful Salazar's bill will signal the beginning of a concentrated effort to reform our broken immigration system.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
In a first-person article on Baptist Press, Brant and Jill Wagner say their marriage has been a lesson in serving and loving one another. The Wagners point to Ephesians 5 for the blueprint of their marriage journey and encourage other couples to do the same. They encourage married people to reject the idea of a consumer story where happiness is found in accumulating possessions and experiences. Instead, they find God's design is that people learn how to find joy through sacrifice and serving one another, just as Jesus did. You can read this piece and more like it at baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today. I'm Brandon Porter.